Moms Club Podcast.
Welcome to the Awkward Moms Club, starring Christia and Ashley.
Awkward.
Hello?
Grandma.
It's Kaylee.
Oh, hello. Did my grandma...
She's called because she wanted to know. She wanted to buy you guys your guys' sizes.
Like our whole family sizes?
Like you, Jake, and then the three babies.
Oh my goodness. Why is she doing these things? Who's giving her money to do this?
I have no idea. I'm assuming she's using her Kohl's card.
Okay. Tell her we just got Christmas pajamas and we just bought like two pairs at a really good sale.
Okay.
And tell her she can call me back if she needs to.
Okay.
Bye. Good God, it's almost the holidays. Grandma's, am I right?
Merry Christmas.
Fucking Merry Christmas. Who's giving her money? It's probably a Kohl's card. Should Grandma have a Kohl's card?
I mean,
she doesn't have an income.
She has.
How did Kohl's approve a card?
Like in a while ago?
I don't think
so.
Do they still have
a Kohl's? We don't have a Kohl's.
Yeah, we do.
Where?
Fort Walton. That's as it gets around here.
Yeah. I think
you know what I mean.
City has one too.
If it's within an hour, I'm like, it's we. It's a collective we. Like anything before Pensacola, like I don't consider Pensacola or Tallahassee. Everything around it is basically just like where we live because you have to go such a far radius. Like we're maybe going to buy a farm and we're looking in like Southern Dofuniak and Crestview because that's 45 minutes away. Like, but that just seems like if you lived on, what's it called? Water Sound Origins.
Oh, yeah.
And I like lived in Miramar Beach. It's the same. You know what I mean? It's like if you lived a little further that way and I live further this way, it's the same fucking difference, but with more traffic.
Yeah. For real.
For real.
You're right.
Because everything's just so far away
here.
You're
right.
And there's just one long road because it's one Long Island. So it's like
Long Island.
It's Long Island.
Have a nice tea. No, it is. And people are like, oh, I'm running to Target. I'm like, oh, I got to, that's a trick for
me.
I got to like plan this.
Me too.
It's a journey.
I mean, now that I live here.
It's a journey.
It is. When I lived in Point Washington, it was literally equidistant to go to either. It's like exactly the same. So it's like what side will you live?
Destin is like a mile. Literally, I think it's 1 mile difference, mile wise.
But time wise,
maybe. Nope, I don't think so. Yeah, time-wise, Destin takes forever.
Yeah.
It's
now,
better
with
the
this
new
time
lane,
of year,
but still.
The new lane in this time of year has been, like, amazing. Normally, I'm waiting still, like, because Edie does ballet and hip-hop anyways.
So, welcome to the Geography Podcast. We live
in
Long Island of Florida.
Yeah. I thought my grandma was going to answer, and she's kind of a hoot. So, anyways, I thought she might be funny for us, but
and
turns out
her helper
was there instead.
What's
so
her name?
It was no grandma.
Karen?
Kaylee? She said I met her, but that's news to me, baby. News to me.
Newsy.
Sorry. I think that's good now. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
How are you guys? Are you well? Is everyone well?
I think we're still like
half unwell.
Well, I think we're just like in denial that it's November. Like,
oh
what
my
the
God.
Fuck?
I want to get my Christmas shopping done this month.
Okay, Grandma.
Let's, okay, my grandma, though. My grandma doesn't have a pulse on what's going on.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
She is literally the best lady ever.
She's the pirate queen.
Oh my gosh, yeah. She has one leg from diabetes.
And I didn't name her
God
that.
Rest
Ashley
her soul.
Told me that she could be our God pirate
rest her
leg
soul.
When you're going to commandeer that cruise
she
ship.
Literally is the coolest person ever. She's got the best stories. She's lived through freaking World War II. Like, she just has good fucking stories. She remembers the blackouts during World War II because she was, like, 7. Like, Huck's age. And then once they're, like, she has the best stories in the whole world. She also, when she was, I guess she wasn't pregnant. My dad was a month old. Her husband died. He drowned with her brother and her uncle. They were duck hunting in a boat, like, on Lazy Lake.
Lazy
and they had
Lake?
Their waders on, and they all died. So she lost her brother
That's
and her
sad.
Husband, and my dad was a month old. And so then...
Is your dad the oldest or the youngest?
The oldest. So then she remarried, and then that guy adopted my dad. That was my grandpa Lutz. He's since dead, but right after they got married, he got polio, and he had to be in the iron lung for, like, a year.
Holy shit.
Uh-huh. And then he was in a wheelchair his whole life, and she had to take care of him. And she had a daycare for 40 years. Like, the best daycare in town. Like, everyone loved it. They had, like, five Wait. Acres. What?
Wrong grandpa?
Nope. Wrong grandma. And she was seriously, like, and then he died. My grandpa died, and then she took care of her brother. And then her and her brother were always just, like, a little sad because their brother died. Like, yeah. I can't even imagine. And then, like, everybody slowly died, and then she's the only one left. She's the only one of her siblings and, like, the only one of her family. So, yeah. She's also a freaking kook, and she's so funny.
What's her zodiac sign? She's got
dirty jokes. Her birthday's July 4th.
Oh. Okay.
She's a very independent woman, if you know what I mean. What is July 4th?
Cancer?
That's, yeah, that's Cancer, because that's what Oaks is. Yep. And then it goes Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so she's a Cancer. I don't know a lot about Cancers. Only just that Oaks is one. And I think they're, like, sensitive. And
they're sensitive. Yeah. So,
that makes sense.
Scorpios, which I am, are very, like, all, most, okay, so before you, my besties were all Cancers. Carly's a Cancer, Jackie's a Cancer, and Brooke is a Cancer.
Oh.
Like, my recent adult besties.
Yeah, are all Cancers. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Maybe you and Oaks will get along really well.
He loves me.
He does love.
No, he doesn't. He's he wouldn't sweet. Walk for me, but guess what?
He walked he for walks. Me. He does walk.
A little.
He walked. A gun. And, yeah, he walked and went to the emergency room yesterday.
He walked himself to the ER.
Good God. It had nothing to do with walking either. It was a Pokemon situation.
I did not know that.
I didn't even know Pokemon had dice.
No, that's not in my vernacular.
I didn't even know this.
Why do they have dice?
So, apparently Huck got, like, some new
It was not for me.
Thing. It was from me. I got it for him at the Dollar General because I had to go there finding glow sticks for his gun, but I ended up using balloons for his Darkwing Duck gun.
Darkwing.
If you don't know what that is, Darkwing Huck. You can look at my Instagram, Ashley Birch, and he's very cute.
Very cute.
Anyway, so I had to home make this gun, and I was looking for glow sticks to use as the rings, but I ended up using long, like, animal balloons to do it instead. But when I was at Dollar General, I felt bad because he had to stay home from school because he's had a fever all week, but, like, feels okay. But I'm not going to send him to school. His class is, like, 100 square feet, and there's 15 kids and two adult teachers. So that's, even like...
Even the adult teacher was out last week because she gave it to Huck.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucked up. School's fucked up.
It just is what it is. So I'm not going to send him back into the furnace and get everybody sick again. That's wrong. So I will wait till he doesn't have a fever anymore. I'm not even giving him Motrin. I'm just like, fix it. Body, child body, fix this. I'm definitely going to fix the eating Kit Kats upstairs in this bed.
Definitely.
Anyway, everybody knows. I was going somewhere with that story, but I don't think either of us know. Oh, yeah.
Baby Oaksy is a naughty, naughty boy.
Yeah, I did not know. I got that form at the Dollar General. Then didn't know it had dice in it. And then Edie told me that he for sure had it and for sure put it in his mouth. And then I went in to scoop it out and nothing. And she was like, he swallowed it, Mom. I know for a fact. But, yeah, I had never even laid eyes on the thing, like, in my life. So I had no idea what we were working with here. And then she said it was big. And then there was another dice that was, like, very little, and she was like, it was not that, it was huge compared to that. And I was like, holy shit, is this stuck in his throat? Because he was kind of like, but probably because I dug my finger in there.
And he was also pissed.
Gosh. So we go to the ER, they do an x-ray, they say they can't find it, but they don't know if it's because it's not there or because it's too translucent to pick up on the x-ray. So now it's just a waiting game. Like, is he going to shit this thing out? Is he going to have a bowel obstruction? Like, it's just so stressful being a parent, being a mom. What the hell? What did I tell you earlier? That something that, like, a dad would never do or you think of.
To go eat some candy. He said he wanted some treats. And he said, okay, yeah, but show me. Uh-huh. Because I want to make sure you can't choke on it. And it was a Reese's and a Kit Kat, so probably not. He's going to choke on that. Right? Yeah,
drama from my mama.
Probably not going to choke on that, but I mean, I could do it.
You can
choke
what?
On it.
You could choke on a dice. Why don't you swallow one?
No, not a dice. But what happened with the dice situation this morning?
Oh, yeah. No, then I was in the shower last night.
Oh, it was last night.
And Huck and Edie both busk in. We have to pause. We love you.
Okay, so.
Sorry about that.
You're in the shower.
Oh, Jesus.
You have to finish the story.
Yeah, okay. In the shower, and Huck comes, like, opens the door. I have a barn door for my bathroom, and I'm just, like, gonna say it. Fuck it. There's no lock. And, like, I need to get a latch lock or something, because I'm gonna lose my mind.
Yeah.
These kids just whip it open, and they were like, Mom, here's the dice. Here it is. Oak's never swallowed it. So I go to Edie, and she's like, sorry, Mama. I never even saw it in his hand for sure. I just thought. And I was like, why did you tell me he for sure swallowed it? So maybe we just have an ER bill for fucking nothing.
It's fine.
And my insurance doesn't, like, pay that much of your ER. Like, it's not, like, 100%. It's, like, I think we have to pay 50%. It's going to fucking suck.
Merry Christmas. I'm getting Oak's dice for Christmas.
I'm going to kill you. Oh, my God. And we had to go to the ER. Like, that just sucks.
It does suck.
It sucks there. Like, people aren't nice. You can't be nice. Nobody is helpful.
They played evangelical Christian preaching gospel.
In the pediatric waiting area. I was like, can we get some PJ masks up in this bitch? Like, what is going on? This baby does not want to watch this. Why do you even have a TV in here in the kids' waiting area that's different from the regular waiting area? Which, thank you for that, because the regular waiting area is methy as fuck.
It's pretty messed up.
It's bad. It's real bad. Like, I literally saw a lady in Tom and Jerry sweatpants with her butt crack out trying to get up out of her wheelchair to get onto the scale. And when she did, she had a huge rat nest in the back of her hair. And they were like, what hurts? And she was like, everything. And I was like, oh, my God. Everything? Like, that's not an answer. But probably everything does hurt. Because she hasn't got up out of her chair in
six a month of Sundays.
Yeah. Like, what?
Wow.
Ugh, fuck the ER. Anyway, so.
He didn't swallow the dice, probably.
We don't know. Or if he did, it was like the tiny clear one, which. To be clear, I would never, the tiny one that's like the tip of your pinky big, I would have never gone to the ER for that. I would have been like, a little colon cleansing here, Bubba. We're going to get it all scraped out for you. Like, I never would have gone. The only reason I went is because I'm looking at him and I'm like, his small intestines cannot fit that big freaking
octagonal dice.
And I don't know what it is. She said it had an egg on top of it. So I'm thinking like a thing with like something on it and I'm like a misshapen thing. I am like, have no idea because again, I had never laid eyes on it. So in my mind, it's like worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And honestly, as a mom, you kind of have to go worst case scenario if you don't know for sure.
Sure.
So, oh my gosh. Anyway, that was so stressful. And then Jake was golfing while that happened with Huck, who had stayed home from school because he's sick, but he's also a 7-year-old little boy. So he has a 99.5 temperature, but he's like still wants to play. Yeah. So I sent him with Jake to golf. Anyway, we all had to go to the emergency room. My mom picked up Huck and Edie, and they were both sad because they both felt a little bit to blame for the thing, you know, because Edie was playing with them at the time. And Huck brought the dice into our home and didn't ever tell us that they existed. And he kind of thought through that as a 7-year-old, like trying to be as like intellectual as he can, you know. And so he thought through that and realized, oh, shit, like, I have a baby brother who puts things in his mouth. I probably should have said that these were in here and like thought about it and then was like feeling very bad.
Oh, sweet baby.
But they were all sweet and they were so happy that he was fine. But then Jake went and finished his round of golf. So then I did like bedtime and bath time and dinner by myself. And that was like a lot after my stressful day. And I don't feel 100%. I don't feel bad, but, like, I feel bad enough that I didn't go to the gym yesterday or today. And that's, like, kind of bad for me because I pretty much go no matter what. So, yeah. Anyways. I'm so happy Halloween's over. Holy God.
I am and I'm not.
Oh, I felt like Halloween lasted. It's my own fault because I put my decorations up, like, September 5th.
It's true.
Or 8th. Like, very early in September. It was still 127 degrees here. And I put my Halloween decorations up inside and out. So that, yes, I do feel nice to just, like, get my house back to some sort of base before I do Christmas, which I'll probably
really
do kind of soon.
I really need to get back to base. Like, I'm...
Yeah.
Need it.
I think, like, we'll definitely go ahead and do Christmas decorations for outside of our house soonish, just to get it out of the way, you know? And then inside, I haven't decided yet. Oh, my God. Inside, I haven't decided yet because, I don't know. I really don't know if I want to have Christmas decorations up for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm having it here. We're going to do it in the backyard. The weather is always beautiful on Thanksgiving. If anything, it might be a touch cold, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not going to rain. Like, it doesn't really rain. This is not, like, our rainy season.
Mm-hmm.
But I will just do, like, those space heaters and the solo stoves in the back mm-hmm. if it's a little chilly. And we'll do, like, a, like, 3 o'clock situation. So it's like the warmest part of the day. Anyway, I think it'll be fine.
That'll be great.
That's boring, but whatever. So I might have some Christmas up. I might not. I don't know. I haven't decided. We'll see.
I haven't taken anything down yet. Haven't even thought about it. Oh, I still have another birthday on Friday before I can think about it.
Yeah.
It's good as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Amelia's 10 now. Owen's about to be 12, which is fucking weird. It gets real fucking weird.
12 is wild. He was such a baby when I met him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, little.
Mm-hmm. 5?
He didn't go to school yet.
Mm-mm. I think he was, like, literally Edie.
He was home with you. Oh, my God.
Tiny whittle.
Tiny whittle.
Yep.
But he went to school, like, soon after. That was, like, May. Mm-hmm. And he started
in
school.
August, yeah. Mm-hmm. But his birthday, he was 5.
Yeah.
Little tiny baby.
Yeah.
Cutie.
Sweet. So he turned 6, like, right after the school year. I always turned the age, like, the first week of school. Like, the age you were supposed to be for that year. I turned it, like, the first week of school.
Hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How that works. I'm over Halloween.
I'm not over Halloween. Like, I'm still, like, I still really love all my stuff. So I'm not sad about it being there, even though it's been up there for a while.
Yeah.
I just love it so much. But, so the new Love is Blind.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have notes.
We only watched a little bit.
We're trying. We had so much going on. We're about to watch more right now.
Yeah.
But so here's the thing.
What are the things?
Cole is the fucking worst.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's kind of the worst.
Kind of deserve each other. I think that they just need to. Something's driving me nuts. I think Cole and Colleen just need to freaking... By the way, this is
Love is Blind
on Netflix.
Season 3.
They
I
just
wish
need
we had a video for that.
They just need... Oh, my God. That hurt. They just need to get it over with and just swap and be done. Like, I can't... Not swap, but, like, Cole and Colleen just need to get together. They're both narcissists. They both
it's
think they're...
Really really,
shit don't
really
stink.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I hate them both. I hate them both.
Yeah.
I still think Zenob is the most attractive female on the show.
Agree. Okay. The other thing about Cole is you can 100% see through. Like, it's the most obvious to me that he's most obviously on the show to promote himself more than anyone else. Maybe also Barftice is kind of doing the same thing. But why does Barftice think he's so hot? He is, like, not. Some of these people are not self-aware. They're, like, very confused about how attractive they are.
Or how unattractive they are. Like, Zenob. Like, hello.
Yeah, she's the hottest one. And everyone else is, like.
Colleen's a 10. I'm like.
Colleen?
What?
Okay,
yeah,
she's
like,
a ballerina.
I'm a 10.
Like, yeah. What is going on, Colleen? Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Mm.
Oh.
Sweet, sweet treat. We're crumble casting again.
That's so good. I can't stop. It's partially my friend Joy's fault. We're going to get a sponsorship.
That thing about 40 for 40, it might be.
Nope. This is will be within my calories for the day.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. We just planned it around it. Now I eat celery for the rest of the day. Celery and roasted chicken.
I have not been to the gym yesterday or today because I don't feel good.
Last night because I'm trying to make... Like, just work out every day in November. Not even like hard workout, like literally just say, I'm going to go for a 20-minute walk or 30-minute walk.
Yeah.
I at least want to close my mood rings on my watch every day in November. Not.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get back into it. You know what
Agreed.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my plan.
I love that plan.
So Owen and I went for a walk last night. He was cute. He was like, I could really use some fresh air. I was like, okay, you little nerd.
That's adorable.
Little nerd.
He is so cute.
And then we just talked about school and stuff, making sure things are going good for him with him and his friend group. Because, you know, he had some
weird
bullying bullshit
stuff
last year.
Yeah.
So, he said everything's good.
Bullying at Seaside.
Uh-huh.
Seems probably about right.
Yeah.
Mmm. Tasty treats.
Yeah,
so I'm ready
fuck
for
off
Christmas
Colleen
break.
But on the new episodes, we only watched, like, what does it say? It says 24 minutes. We really watched about 20 of those.
Yeah, agree.
And fucking Raven and SK, right, SK?
Uh-huh.
He said something about her not being the quote-unquote wifey material.
Yeah, and I think he means that she, like, doesn't cook and clean.
And yeah.
Is that?
I don't cook. I don't clean.
She's some Cardi B stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
I mean, she works out a lot. I don't know. But do you have to, this was our thing
yeah.
we were talking about. Do you have to be
this
like.
This is our burning question.
Yeah. A good.
Is it wifey material to be able to take care of yourself?
Yeah. No. I think that's just basic human necessity.
Yeah. Like.
To know how to cook and clean. And yeah. That's just every person needs to know how to do that.
Why is that wifey material?
Every
it's
person
bullshit.
Needs to know how to do that. But like also. I do kind of get, he means like, he's obviously looking, or he was saying like, guys in his culture are looking for someone
okay.
who will take care of them. And he's kind of saying he is a little bit like removed from that because he like wants that ideally, but he wants her more.
Yeah. Okay.
Which was sweet.
That is sweet. He's sweet.
But
he's not.
I get that. Like, I get it. Like,
I've
whatever.
Never signed up to take care of anybody. Except my kids. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I didn't sign up to mother. I'm not mothering
them. No, I feel like it's
that
more
is weird.
Of a we take care of each other sort
yeah.
of thing. Because that is what you have to do when you're married. You have to take care of each other. And you have to pick up the slack. So, yeah. Does the person who is, like, the primary, if there is a primary person at home, that person probably has to pick up the most of, you know what
yeah.
I mean? The primary person who stays home is doing
the
cooking,
default.
Cleaning,
yeah, yeah.
whatever. But, like, if you're not feeling good or you're not having a good day, you need to have the person who can know how to do that shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
At least basic shit.
Yeah.
Come
that's
on.
Stupid.
Raven.
Yeah. Teach your kids, regardless of their gender.
Please.
How
to
do these basic things. Clean, cook, basic meals. Like the, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Easy. Just
yeah.
easy. Laundry.
You should, anybody who wears clothes should know how to do their own laundry.
If you're 15 years old and you don't know how to do laundry, like, your mom is in trouble.
Yeah.
Like,
and if
that's
you're 45
my,
and you don't know how to do laundry,
probably
your mom
more like
is
10.
In trouble. Yeah, Mimi can't do it yet. Gabe does his own laundry.
Yeah.
He always forgets it in the fucking dryer, so I end up folding it. But at least it's washed and dried. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
And he did it. Yeah.
So literally,
people can't
I just
even do
his
that.
Own, his whole fucking load today.
Honestly,
morning.
My kids can't do our laundry for a while because the...
It's
dryer
high.
Is so high.
Yeah. We have not stackable. We have a...
And honestly, I'm just... Yeah, they're too little still. They'll be in there messy.
But it'll be helpful for Huck to, like...
I think Jake was, like, 8 when he learned how to do laundry and probably did, like, a perfect job. But he's also... Was a weird fucking kid. He, like, talked to his aunt about how important Ross Perot was for the whatever election. Whatever
96
year...
96 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, not even 96. It was, like, 92. He was, like, 7.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I remember Ross Perot only because I watched all that and they did a Ross
uh-huh.
Perot on
yeah,
it.
They
that
did.
Was my
yeah, they
extent
did.
Of
that's
Ross
about
Perot.
My extent too. Jake was watching like nightly news.
He's like CNN, ESPN, not ESPN.
Yeah, that too. He would just watch any sport for any reason at any time. Still does. I like that.
I know, like it.
It's good. Mm-hmm. The cornbread one is nice. It's like a sugar cookie if you don't want to commit to your teeth having so much burr. It's like more subtle. It's almost like shortbread.
It tastes like cornbread batter.
Mm-hmm.
Like uncooked.
I like it.
I don't hate it. I kind of hate it. The honey's weird.
I like it. so, yeah, I don't know. I cook and clean, and I can do pretty good at both. But, like, it's not my favorite thing in the world. But who, like, loves their job through and through? Nobody. Like, nobody. Nobody's like, at least I get to be home, and I don't have to, like, put on some dumbass clothes that I don't want to wear. And I can watch Love is Blind while I do the dishes.
It's true.
It's, like, pretty freaking clutch gig.
Yep.
I actually love it.
I do, too, most of the time. I gotta be better at it.
Yes, my thing too. It's like, why do I have to be all these places if I can just be home? What is going on with your bra? It's like Oaks put it on. Oaks put your bra on for you. Oaks had one of my bras on today.
Okay, fixed it.
The kids were in my bed, like playing and watching PJ Masks, like the hospital shit I had on.
Yeah, for real.
I walked in and Oaks had one of my sports bras on. Like, pretty much right.
So cute.
He is so cute. Oh, man. He's walking and saying cute words. Like, he'll repeat after you.
Hug bonked him in the head with the swishimal. And he goes, oh.
Oh. He's so funny. His little personality is so cute.
He's so cute.
He has such a grimace face.
He's so cute.
He was so cute as his little Beavis costume.
Dude. The Crunchable video. It's epic.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed.
I was thinking it would go viral by now, but. And Taylor would holler at me and be like, hey.
Hey, girl, I got tickets for you for the show. Mm-hmm. I want to meet you. This is incredible.
Yes. But I have to go as Trenchbolt to, like, get them.
You do it. I do it.
Mm, yeah, for Easy Edie. Easy. For Edie, I would.
For free Tay-Tay.
Yeah, for sure. I would just wear the sweatshirt. Good enough. Oh, in July. Yeah, nah. Thanks. No thanks.
Yeah, it would be fun. Yeah, you'd be
awful.
On par.
Yeah, they were like, how are you going to go look that ugly? And I was like, you guys are so sweet. But I said, actually, I just honestly am going to. Jake said, how long will it take you? Because I volunteered at school. So to school I wore. Remember those shitty shirts I ordered and they gave us all the wrong ones and the vinyl was like tablecloth? Well, I wore mine because mine was kind of cute. It was a ghost that was like peace signs and had flowers. It was like kind of a hippie ghost. And so I wore that with bell bottoms and my white boots and I wore like a headscarf. Like, it was cute. But I put makeup on and so Jake was like, let's try to like go early, be there early. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's, like, leave here at 4:30. He was like, it's whatever time. He was like, it's whatever time. How long do you need to get ready? Because we were going to, like, hang out or I had to get Edie ready or something. And I was like, honestly, I just have to wash my face. I have to wash off the makeup. And then I'm going to put some mascara in my eyebrows. He was like, that sounds awful. But it was hilarious because it was picking up every little hair and like every little peach fuzz. So my eyebrows looked so scary. And then I made, and then I put a little bit of eyebrow gel on like my peach fuzz where I barely have any, like above my mustache area to try to make it look a little bit darker, but like not too obvious. And then I drew a couple moles on. I put one over a zit. That worked out.
Nice.
That was really fortuitous. That worked for me. So, yeah. It's pretty funny.
It's so funny.
I mean, I thought about it for, like, since I heard the song and I knew I was being Trenchbolt, I thought about that
Your
video.
Your eyebrows do look huge. I had to go watch it.
Yeah, they're hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, that was fun.
That is funny. But Beavis and Butthead, shut the fuck up.
That was so cute.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, right man, now. They were so cute. Now I'm just ready for, like... What are you going to get your kids for Christmas? What do you have a spending limit?
We
Help
don't,
me, guide
no,
me.
No, because we just do the read, want, whatever bullshit.
Everyone does that. Does it work?
It helps not to just like buy shit.
Because my kids are at such fun Christmas age. And I
so
know
we do
that
with
I'm
Santa.
Like.
Santa.
Well, yeah, obviously we do that. And that's like the.
It's usually whatever they really want.
Mm-hmm. Or like the bigger
yeah.
thing. That's how we do it. And then we do. Like, normally, I'm going to be honest, and this might sound crazy, but I do go overboard for Christmas, and I know that, and I start out strong, and I buy stuff early, like quality things I know they're really going to like, and then it gets closer and closer to Christmas, and every time I have to go run an errand to get something that I'm missing or a gift for somebody I forgot, I just go through the toy aisle and I fill up my cart and I get more shit and I get more shit and I get more shit and I get more shit. And on Christmas morning here, they'll have their Santa gift and that's out and unwrapped.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do it too.
And then all their gifts from us are wrapped under the tree and they probably each have like 20 gifts. I mean, it's over the top. So then that's 60. It's so much. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's way too much. And, like, then I get angry because they don't seem grateful and they have a playroom full of stuff, but it's all my fault. Like, I created mm-hmm. the problem. So I'm trying to avoid that this year. We're going on that trip in January to St. Thomas, which is kind of all of our gift, you know? And then we're skipping the keys this year to do that because obviously way more involved. So I don't know. I had an idea of, like, a family gift. That I think would be really cool for everyone. And it's a trip. And I will tell you in case Jake listens off the record. But I feel like maybe Oaks is still a little too young. Like even if it was, he needs to maybe be 3. Like we need to shoot for like summer 2024 instead, but I don't know. I mean, what is a 3-year-old going to gain from something a 2-year-old isn't or vice versa?
It's not even necessarily that. It's like
easier. He'll be easier when he's 3 than 2.
Yeah.
We've got another
like
year.
Like just attention span. Yeah. Like everything about a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old is so different.
Yeah. A 2-year-old is still so much a baby. That gap or that like jump of 2 and 3 is like probably the biggest.
It's insane. Well, from lump of coal to 1 though is pretty.
Literally from lump of coal to 1 is like really insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like honestly from lump of coal to like 6 months is like what the fuck?
Yeah. Lump of coal to 6 months. That's funny.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Literally they just lay there and shit themselves.
And cry because they're hungry. That's it. That's all they are. Newborns are only hungry. It's like your life, whether you bottle feed or breastfeed or whatever, your life, you are a slave to this baby's feeding schedule, which is not a schedule.
But then remember how good they smell?
And then they just want you, and you can be like, I can't do any of that because I have to hold my baby. Oh, that's kind of the best. I'm like, but I didn't like the thing, like the beautiful romantic idea that I'm sharing right now that we're talking about, because I like that happened for 5 minutes one day. Like, to be honest, Oaks, I was like very excited to have him. And get all the perks and all the, like, sweet doting and people taking care of me after I had them. But the reality of the situation is that I had a NICU baby and my life was hell for 5 days. And then by the time we got home, it was like we had been away from our kids for a week. And I had been gone for a week. And everyone was just like, well, she's back and she's here and she's going to get it all done. And that's what it was. And I never had a second to rest or to myself or, like, really any help. Jake was at work. The company that came to help was gone because they had all stayed so much longer because we needed help with the kids. And so the night we came home from Pensacola being gone, I had not been at my house in, like, 6 days. Hadn't seen my kids. The night we came home, anyway, I had to make my own dinner. From the hospital, I ended up making my own dinner. I made dinner for everybody, and I just had a baby and like hadn't even slept at all. Maybe it was bad. It makes me sad thinking about it. Anyway, so that sweet romantic idea of I have to sit here and hold my baby while other people take care of you sometimes just doesn't exist when you have multiple children and busy lives. You're like, well, glad my vagina doesn't hurt that bad. My hip hurt really bad though. I still like. Think about that. I remember waddling down that hallway going back and forth to the NICU to nurse Oaks. And I like had to walk so weird because my hip like was dislocated. It still feels weird. Ugh. You know when you talk about something sometimes it just starts like aching?
No.
No?
No.
If you have like an injury and you talk about it, it doesn't like flare it up. Your brain's weird.
It is.
It's actually probably my brain that's weird.
My brain is definitely weird.
Saying some psychotic shit. All right. Well, the more you know. This is a very medical episode.
Very not medical. Wifey material.
Oh, moms.
I'm not wifey.
Moms, man. Sorry, I've had a weird mom couple days. Mama ain't easy. I need a trip.
Let's go.
Oh,
Whitney, let's go on our cruise.
Let's go on this cruise. I'm definitely
$70.
Just get some tequila and come back. That sounds good. Honestly, that sounds perfect.
Honestly.
Oh my gosh. All right. Love you guys. Sorry that this is late, but I'm actually not sorry. Bye.
Go watch Love is Blind. Bye.